Hello, women of power and spirit. I used to daydream a lot. Now, I don't have time for it. Because my daydreams became my daylight activities. Well, they weren't exactly the same, but the quality of life I was experiencing inside my daydreams did become reality. I believe they were supposed to. As you know, in this practice of holding, we open up the doors to the divine experience of the essential energy of the sacred feminine. We open up to the still dark womb of potential where dreams are born. So as you engage the practice of holding, you might be discovering that you want to be in that dream space more and more. It feels good. You might have noticed that some problems start dissolving. Maybe you are feeling better about yourself or your family. You might be finding you enjoy being in the stillness without any pressure or expectations from the outside world, a chance to just be. You might be finding that you are much more accepting of you, your nature, the way you see life, your spiritual gifts, and even your missteps in your journey. It is not uncommon once you get in deeply enough into the practice of holding, to just want to stay there. But we are not here to simply be still. We are here on earth to evolve and to create, and that requires our sacred masculine energy, our capacity to take action and bring our dreams into form. What I love about daydreams is that they show us some qualities of life that we truly want to experience. They are showing us deep desires and impulses from the divine, showing us what we might consider bringing into form. In one of my favorite daydreams years ago, I was living in an RV, traveling from city to city, talking about the significance of feminine consciousness on stage and on radio and podcasts. At that time, my daydreams were in some ways more real to me than my life. I was happy in my life, but I wasn't fulfilled in my career. So the daydreams were vibrant and rich in that sense of fulfillment. And in that sense, they were more real when it came to my career. So I took a look at the qualities of my daydream and what it was showing me. In that space, I was fulfilled. My days in the daydream were busy from early morning until evening, traveling and talking. I knew I was daydreaming about an RV because I love to visit new places, but I'm not great at being in moving vehicles for hours. So in the daydream, I imagined what it would be like if I could. However, there were qualities from that daydream I could bring into my daylight time, like giving talks. So I started reaching out to radio hosts and podcasts and very quickly filled my days with interviews, which then led to the virtual stages of telesummits talking about my favorite topic, feminine consciousness. Since then, I've been on physical stages and discovered how much I love it. I'm sure you're getting the picture. The more I created in the daylight hours, the qualities of life that my daydreams were giving me, the less I needed my daydreams. They had served their purpose as the catalyst to my growth and evolution, inspiring me to bring my dreams into fruition. I take you into this concept more deeply in my Mystic Dreaming course, but for now, I invite you to consider something you desire that tends to stay hidden in your daydreams. Consider analyzing one of the most prevalent of your daydreams. It may be the only daydream you have. Consider what key quality of life your daydream is showing you that you want to experience, then bring that quality into the holding meditation. I'll see you there.